You're listening to SBS News.
Cardinal George Pell sat with his arms crossed, with his lawyer beside him, as he heard the allegations made against him for the first time. This was his response.
Stop it. Well, still at this stage standing with your back to the door?
What a load of absolute and disgraceful rubbish. Completely false. Madness.
Victoria Police detectives travelled to Rome in October 2016, where they questioned him at the Hilton Hotel, not far from the Vatican. During the interview, he repeatedly denied the allegations made against him.
What a load of garbage and falsehood and deranged falsehood.
Pell read from a prepared statement before the interview, knowing the nature of the allegations which would be made against him.
From what I've been told, the allegations involve vile and disgusting conduct, contrary to everything I hold dear, and contrary to the explicit teachings of the Church, which I've spent my life representing.
He was charged almost 8 months later, and as we now know, convicted of five charges in relation to sexually abusing two choir boys in Melbourne in 1996. The abuse is said to have taken place at St Patrick's Cathedral in the sacristy, a room where priests change at the back of the church. He spent his first night behind bars yesterday in the Melbourne Assessment Prison. During his pre-sentence hearing, his defence raised concerns about his safety, given his high profile and the nature of the offences. Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton says Corrections Victoria takes the necessary steps to ensure all prisoners are kept safe.
For high-profile prisoners, certainly they have to take all appropriate measures to keep them safe, and I'm sure they'll be doing that in this case.
Corrections Victoria would not speak specifically about Pell, but a spokesman said, Corrections authorities conduct rigorous security and risk assessments on anyone coming into the prison system to ensure their placement is safe and secure. Pell has continued to maintain his innocence and an appeal has been lodged against his conviction. But his defence lawyer, Robert Richter QC, has issued an apology following comments he made during the pre-sentencing hearing where he referred to the crimes as, quote, no more than a plain vanilla sexual penetration case, unquote, as he tried to convince the judge the offending was at the lower end of the scale of offending. Mr. Richter said that following his choice of phrase, he had a sleepless night and offered his sincerest apology to anyone who may have been hurt or offended. Pell will be sentenced in 2 weeks. Matt Connellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.